You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
All right, let's take a look at this now. The Airports Company of South Africa today gave an update on how the state-owned entity performed during the festive season, including but not limited to infrastructure challenges like jet fuel shortages. We speak to Lyndon Burns, founder of Plane, talking about this. Lyndon, good evening. Before we get into it, let's just take a listen to what we heard today earlier from AXA CEO Mpumi Mpofu.
AXA is healthy. It's a going concern. It is operating well. AXA has recovered. We've had a successful peak season. We are about to roll out an extensive capital program that will see the condition of our airports restored to A grade.
Lyndon Burns, founder of Plane, talking. Your overall impression of today's update in terms of the tone?
Hi, Didi, and to everyone who's listening, good evening. Look, I think two things there. AXA at the moment are positioning ahead of the next round of tariff increase, or its next application for a tariff increase to the regulator. And obviously, industry is concerned that any increases, you know, should be reflect the level of service that is provided. And there is presumably going to be some tough discussion around that. And then, of course, we've got to, you know, match that with what we've seen, the operational failures recently, you know, December with the fuel valve system having failed at our Tambo. Then we saw the power system at Cape Town that powers the refueling system, but that went on, you know, that broke down last week, and the backup generators failed as well. And throughout this, we've also had the situation where jet fuel supplies have been a matter of concern now for about 4 years. And a lot of this goes back to, first of all, the insurrection and the damage that was caused at the refineries in Durban at the time, back in 2021, as well as the subsequent floods which damaged the rail infrastructure and now, more recently, the fire at Natref. And the way fuel is distributed in the country, and because those refineries are down, we rely very heavily on imported jet fuel. And that fuel has to be shipped or transported from the harbors up to Natref, and from there it goes into a dedicated pipeline to the fuel farm, the fuel depot at our Tambo. Now, the one thing that does worry me is that AXA, you know, speaks a lot about having secured sufficient fuel, but AXA doesn't own the fuel. Hmm. AXA owns the storage infrastructure and the refueling infrastructure, the equipment. The fuel is owned by fuel supplier companies. They just store it at AXA. And they are being very opaque at the moment in terms of how much fuel they currently own. We know that at the airport, the facility is currently storing about 4 days worth of fuel.
Sure.
The current requirement for fuel is only about 3 to 4 million liters a day at our Tambo. Now, if we compare that with pre-COVID, that's reduced greatly, because at the time it was around 11 million liters a day. And the difference can be attributed primarily to SAA not operating many of its long-haul operations anymore. And they made up for about 40% of the total fuel consumption, as well as Mango no longer being in the market, SA Express no longer being in the market, Kalula and the British Airways domestic regional brand no longer being here. Of course, there's been some pickup of the slack with Fly Safair, with Airlink expanding as well, and Semair, and then Lyft coming in as a rather small player, though. But it does speak to, you know, and there is concern. And I know, you know, speaking to the Airlines Association of Southern Africa this afternoon, they are watching the situation closely and with concern, because, again, although Natref have said 21 February is the date by which they should be up and running again and having repaired all the damage after the fire last month, we haven't received an update from them on how that work is progressing. And similarly, the shipments of fuel rely on ships and weather conditions at the harbors as well. So we'll have to wait and see. We're not counting any chickens until that fuel actually arrives in the storage depot. There is also some concern about the fuel situation at Cape Town. There was a recent consignment of fuel that actually had to be rejected because it didn't pass the quality control tests that all the fuel has to go through. So at Cape Town, fuel at the moment is around about 3 days of reserve stock. It's enough to keep us going. It should be enough to ensure that, and if those individual fuel suppliers have reached agreements with the individual airlines they contracted to supply to, there should be enough for everybody. But we're still seeing some airlines, like Lufthansa, which has been rerouting flights via Durban and Windhoek to refuel there, which tells us that not everything is yet resolved with the different fuel companies.
Sure. Yeah, Lyndon, because I think a note to you and to our listeners as well, we've been trying to get hold of any representative from AXA, but unfortunately, by the time we went on air, we were not able to secure anyone. But let's just break down some of the concerns, right? So when it comes to the jet fuel supplies, you say we import jet fuel and there are fuel supplier companies. Where do we import this jet fuel from?
So it's about 80% of our fuel gets imported at the moment. There's a smaller portion that gets produced by the Astron refinery in Cape Town, but then they only just came back online last year, and they're still ramping up to full production. But even so, they only account for a small, relatively small component of jet fuel, and only for Cape Town. So we're getting our fuel internationally, or from various markets. It is a refined product. And it comes in as that. I'm not 100% sure of the exact provenance and source markets of those fuel. It's ordered through the fuel suppliers and then sent and positioned at the AXA fuel depots at OR Tambo, at King Shaka, at Cape Town International, all the other AXA airports. The fuel situation and the concerns around that and the infrastructure failures that we've seen recently speak to a bigger, broader story of concern, which is around the state of our aviation infrastructure services. We're still struggling with the air traffic navigation service, which withdrew over 300 instrument flight procedures for airports around the country. And anyone who's tried to travel to or from George by air yesterday or today will be painfully aware of the situation. Because of the direction in which the wind is blowing, flights are required to land in a particular direction on runway 11. And the instrument flight procedure for approaching that airport was one of those 300 that was withdrawn because the ATNS hadn't been doing their work over the last 12 years in terms of maintaining the approvals of those systems. They're meant to review each procedure every 5 years. Now, this is a procedure is a set of instructions plus a schematic diagram that pilots follow when they have to descend from cruising altitude to then land at a particular airport on a particular runway in a specific direction. Okay. And similarly, when they take off. Now, without those, operations get disrupted, and they've been disrupted across the country since last July. In addition to that, we've had the weather service, the SA Weather Service, which got hacked. Its IT system was hacked twice on the weekend. It's still offline, and they're responsible for providing all of the essential weather observation and forecast services for aviation and marine operations around South Africa and our harbors and airports.
Sure.
It's actually illegal to take off without getting a weather forecast.
This is so big and we have such little time, but in the interest of a listener who's saying, okay, two things, long term, what then needs to be done, because you've outlined that the bigger story here or the real problem is the state of aviation infrastructure services. Should I even book a ticket to go anywhere at this particular point in time? Will it be worth my money, or will I get a notice in 3-4 days time to say, hey, sorry, we'll reimburse you, or you can take another flight whenever?
Yeah, well, first of all, these types of infrastructure failures are beyond the control of the airlines. So, you know, the airlines are not going to be on the hook there for compensation. They don't manage the fuel supplies, and they don't manage the air traffic navigation service. We all pay, and the airlines pay. We all pay user charges. And what I was talking about at the beginning of the interview, AXA and AT&S and the weather services are all gearing up and preparing to submit their requests for tariff increases to their respective regulators. And that's going to hit us all in the pocket. I don't think there's a risk right now of flights being cancelled. You may find that some flights are going to be delayed, not necessarily because of the fuel situation, but certainly with AT&S's problems that they're having. And what it requires really is for, first of all, the Minister of Transport and these different agencies report to the Department of Transport, so AXA, AT&S, to first of all acknowledge that there actually is a crisis here and really put some effort into resolving them. You know, the Civil Aviation Authority is the oversight body, but it can get together with AXA and AT&S and make sure that, you know, they have systems in place that they're all talking to each other. The CAA, for example, can say to the Air Traffic Navigation Service, when you submit the paperwork for reapproval of those procedures, this is the format we need it in, okay. This is the format we need the surveys in. Instead, what we're seeing is that the stuff gets submitted, and then it gets rejected because the CAA is not happy with the quality of work being done.
Hmm. Lyndon, thank you very much for your contribution this evening. Lyndon Burns, founder of Plain Talking.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.